The Sanskrit language song Vande Mataram, or I Bow to Thee Mother, was the rallying cry for Indians during the freedom struggle against British colonial rule. It was first sung at a Congress Party session in 1905, and although another song was chosen as the national anthem after independence in 1947, Vande Mataram was given the status of national song. Earlier this month, the Congress-led government decided to culminate year-long centenary celebrations of the song by asking all schools, including Islamic madrasas, to sing it on September 7th. But several Muslim leaders objected, saying singing the song violates the tenets of Islam because in revering India as a holy goddess, the song has strong connotations of Hindu deity worship. Abdul Rahim Qureshi, Secretary of the All India Muslim Personal Board, says singing the song is not a yardstick of patriotism and Muslims cannot be expected to go against their faith.
This was not written for the motherland or for India. It was written in the praise of Kali, who is a deity worshipped by Hindus. And we don't believe in worshipping various deities. We believe in worshipping the Creator only.
The government quickly backed down and said the singing of the song next Thursday would be voluntary. That only added fuel to the controversy. The Hindu nationalists of the Bharatiya Janata Party replied that refusal to sing the song would show disrespect to a vibrant national symbol. Ravi Shankar Prasad is a senior BJP leader.
The point is of respect to a national symbol. You cannot even sing for 2 minutes on one day. For a song which has been the beacon of Indian freedom movement, for a song which was given the national anthem status, and a song which is sung on the conclusion of Indian parliament in every session. That is the larger issue.
The BJP is accusing the government of pandering to Muslims who make up about 13% of the predominantly Hindu nation's population. The Hindu nationalists say the 5 states they control will make the singing of Vande Mataram mandatory on September 7th in schools and Islamic madrasas, and say they will take action against those who disobey. The controversy has sparked a debate on patriotism, nationalism and faith among ordinary Indians. Ironically, the most popular rendition of the song was set to modern music in 1996 by a well-known Muslim composer, A.R. Rahman. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.